Good afternoon. 213 years ago, about 100 feet from where I'm sitting now, in a summer as sweltering as this one, the Founding Fathers drafted the Constitution of the United States. In the very first article of that doctrine, they wrote that government shall make no law, quote, impairing the obligation of contracts. James Madison called this contract clause a constitutional bulwark in favor of personal security and private rights. He and his fellow framers understood that the right of individuals to enter into commercial contracts was fundamental, not just for economic growth, but for the preservation of liberty itself. Yesterday, I had the privilege of signing into law legislation that carries the spirit of the founders' wisdom into the information age. The Electronic Signatures in Global and National Commerce Act, which passed with overwhelming support from both parties in both houses, will open up new frontiers of economic opportunity while protecting the rights of America's consumers. This new law will give fresh momentum to what is already the longest economic expansion in our history, an expansion driven largely by the phenomenal growth in information technologies, particularly the Internet, with its almost unlimited potential to expand our opportunities and broaden our horizons. Yet, that potential is now being held back, ironically, by old laws written to protect the sanctity of contracts, laws that require pen and ink signatures on paper documents for contracts to be enforceable. Under this landmark new legislation, online contracts will now have the same legal force as equivalent paper ones. Companies will have the legal certainty they need to invest and expand in electronic commerce. They will be able not only to purchase products and services online, but to contract to do so. And they could potentially save billions of dollars by sending and retaining monthly statements and other records in electronic form. Eventually, vast warehouses of paper will be replaced by servers the size of VCRs. Customers will soon enjoy a whole new universe of online services. With the swipe of a smart card and the click of a mouse, they will be able to finalize mortgages, sign insurance contracts, or open brokerage accounts. Just as importantly, the law affords consumers who contract online the same kinds of protections and records, such as financial disclosures, they currently receive when they sign paper contracts. Consumers will be able to choose whether to do business and receive records on paper or online. They will have the power to decide if they want to receive notice and disclosures electronically. It will not be their responsibility, but the company's, to ensure that the data sent to a consumer can be read on the consumer's computer. No more email attachments with gibberish inside. Finally, government agencies will have the authority to enforce the laws, protect the public interest, and carry out their missions in the electronic world. For 8 years now, I have set forth a new vision of government and politics, one that marries our most enduring values to the demands of the new information age. In many ways, the Electronic Signatures Act exemplifies that vision. It shows what we in Washington can accomplish when we put progress above partisanship, cross party lines, think of the future, and work together for the American people. Thank you, and happy Independence Day.